Kate Moore is here. So you're here to talk about the Hudson River Exchange.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you for having me on here. And it's great to be in Little Deb.
You've eaten here?
I haven't eaten here yet, no.
You haven't eaten here?
I know. All my friends who want to come at 8 o'clock at night, so I make plans and then bail at 6 o'clock when I go to bed. But, yeah, I'm excited to be in here, and I think they're going to be doing smoothies at the market. So.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So you mean not the farmer's market, you mean the
yeah, no, next,
Hudson River Exchange?
Yeah, summer market, Hudson River Exchange Summer Market, which is not this weekend, but next weekend. We'll be down at the river.
As you've done before, right?
Yeah. This is our fourth event.
Fourth. Any changes?
We're always tweaking a little bit. Like, the basic structure stays the same. We have about 85 makers, vintage collectors, handmade vendors, and then about 15 food trucks, varying from beverages to sweets to savory.
Wow.
Yeah. And then we have some community groups on site. And so the basic structure is the same. And then this year we have,
You're fine.
Okay. This year we have an artist doing an installation. So this young woman, Sasha Zweibel, who actually found us over the internet a couple of years ago and interned for us and was just like amazing, is for her senior project at Vassar, she did this installation that was, she calls them the grass boxes. And so they're these plywood boxes lined with, I guess, like AstroTurf, and you can crawl in them and lounge in them. And she's going to be doing a couple of those at Summer Market, so we'll have...
Sounds like it's got your name on it.
You'll like it.
Box lined with AstroTurf.
Yeah.
I'd try it.
They're pretty cool looking, and I have a feeling getting into them, they're going to be a little bit different, but they're going to be pretty great. We'll have them in some shaded, nice spots.
Well, cats like them, do you think?
Cats like
probably
them?
Like them a lot.
You want to bring your cat to the...
Well, it is a good point that you bring up, because actually...
Ellen brings her cat everywhere.
Sure, on a little leash. So where are all these food trucks coming from? Are these all sort of local? Because there are more and more, I guess.
Well, so we have... I would say it's sort of a regional mix. So we have someone, I guess the farthest person is coming from Poughkeepsie.
Mm-hmm.
So depending where the blurred line between local and regional lies. But Chatham, Saugerties, Hudson, pretty close by.
Right.
Yeah. And then also exciting that we have to announce is that we're going to be doing, we're going to have compost at the market for the first time. So we're going to have a full compost program. And
taking it in or giving it away?
Well, more taking it in. Oh. So for all of the garbage that we're doing at Summer Market, we'll have recycling, landfill garbage, and compost. And we're doing it in partnership with Etsy and Perfect 10. So the girls of Perfect 10 and some people from Etsy are going to be there hosting the spaces and directing people about what goes where. And garbage has always been something.
How are you going to let people
carry,
know they can bring it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we won't be accepting compost from people coming off the site. I think.
Oh, you mean just the vendors there will be.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I get it. Okay.
Yeah, so all of the food will have police. friendly garbage police in the form of 10-year-olds. Because it's a city park and they provide the park, they'll be picking up the garbage, which we're hoping will be less than one bag of garbage. So that's our goal. And then the recycling will also get picked up by the city, and then the compost Etsy's going to take back to their facility, and they work with a commercial compost.
A compost pile, because
really?
I have lots of wild animals around my house. I saw
wild
a fox
animals
the other
love
day.
Compost. You saw a fox?
I saw a red fox, and my cat. I heard what I thought was a cat fight beginning outside my house. I have two cats, and they're always. You know, they're brother and sister, so they don't always get along.
We know how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I did, Ellen? I put my compost thing right next to my neighbor's fence. So any critters that show up will go into his yard.
Oh, good for you.
You know?
Clever. But you know, lots of deer and woodchucks. Woodchucks, I think, are as bad as deer when it comes to eating ornamental plants.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to attract even more.
But you can get ones. You can get compost things that, like, disguise it and higher up and make it hard for critters to get in.
They'll find a way.
Do you live in Hudson?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think, you know, Kite's Nest has the River City Garden.
Right. I think they accept.
I think they're
garbage.
They've picked up their compost program again, which is pretty.
That's
is
fun.
Pretty
then
cool.
You can carry your compost down to the river.
That's right.
They might have a special pickup system for
Ellen.
Certain Hudson elite
exactly.
ladies.
Exactly.
So I'll have all these little bins in my garage to sort the garbage.
Like in the back of your car.
I've been known to have it in the back of my car, yes.
How long have you had that broken...
never mind.
that broken toaster oven in your car. As long as I've known
I've
you.
I've got to go down to Mr. Ewaite's.
Okay. I know, it's a hard trip.
Every time I think about it, they're not open.
I'll tell you what, you can throw it in my car. I go down to that building every day.
Oh,
I will deposit it
know.
For you, okay?
You heard it here.
There you go. I promise.
I don't know why you're so... worried about me.
Because every time I look in your car, there's a busted toaster oven. It's been like years. Okay,
not
months.
Years.
Months. You admit it. At least last fall it was still there.
No.
Okay, if you say so.
Anyway.
In any case.
So are you having more vendors this year than you've usually had, do you think? You said you're going to have two tents.
Yeah, we've had two tents since the beginning. And I think... It seems like we really hit a sweet spot with this number, and it's about what we've had the entire time, but I think more it would start to feel overwhelming, and it's a nice mix, too, because we have people doing handmade goods. We have a lot of, like, value-added stuff from farmers coming in, and then we also have vintage collectors, so there's sort of a lot to peruse, but if it gets too big, it can be, it's just overwhelming.
Ellen, you know that joke where the punchline is two tents?
No, I don't know that joke.
Okay.
No, the punchline, though.
You can tell your joke next. A guy goes into a psychiatrist. He says, "Doctor, sometimes I feel like a teepee, and sometimes I feel like a wigwam." And the psychiatrist says, "You're two tents."
The punchline was still good, even knowing it beforehand.
Yeah.
There you go.
It worked.
Yeah. Well, well, well.
No, he just told the punchline.
To her joke.
Ruined it. Ruined
a great joke.
Three whales walk into a bar, and the bartender looks at them and says, "Well, well, well."
Yours got a bigger laugh. Damn it.
Well, I've been practicing for a long time.
You have. Right.
Tom forbids me to tell the joke ever again.
That's not true. I encourage you every week.
It's a good one.
It is a good one.
It's an endearing Hudson-themed joke.
Yeah.
You should, by the way, credit it to the person who told it to you, by the way. Have you forgotten already?
Yes.
Chris Perry.
He appreciates a good joke.
It was not me. Who's this guy? Oh, he's looking over stuff.
Oh, well.
We're just grabbing anybody we can, you know. That's the idea of live radio out among the people. Hey, dude, who are you?
Max.
Another Max.
Yeah.
Are you the cousin, Max?
No.
Okay.
No. His other mom with our engineer, Jack.
Oh, you're a friend of Jack.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're here as like a tech guy, right?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
He is.
No, Jack is. You're with Jack. Okay, I'm totally confused.
Okay, let's change the subject
yes.
in that case.
Let's
we
get back to Kate.
We were talking about pop-up stores before.
You do pop-ups, right?
We
at
do.
At your Warren
yeah.
Street
How did
address.
They go? How'd that go?
It's great. It's been a fun avenue and a fun kind of experiment in getting to offer sort of more services and more mm-hmm. opportunities to makers who are around here. And it's been a lot of fun. We do... sort of four different artists for 4 weeks, and then we rotate. We rotate and completely remerchandise and work with new people, and so it's fun.
So your Warren Street address, which is
514 Warren. We're right near City Hall and across from Baba Louie's, next to Peter Young.
How often is it open?
We're open Thursday through Sunday right now. Yeah. We recently started doing a co-op rate with people. So some of the people we work with opt to come in and work a day in the shop.
How much is it?
Which is nice too, because it's nice having them in there and kind of bringing their energy. So. Yeah, and this weekend actually is the final weekend for this round. So we've got a dressmaker, a textile designer and dressmaker, Language of the Birds. She's in there, and then we have a block printer from across the river, Caitlin Parker, and she has her stuff in there as well, but it's all gone on Sunday.
Wow.
Great. Yeah. So you're going to continue the pop-ups.
Yeah.
Great.
We were talking earlier about the whole pop-up phenomenon here in Hudson. And it's a great opportunity for someone to just sort of dip in and not have to make a permanent commitment to, you know, rent.
Right.
Because rents around here are getting out of control.
You think?
They are.
And well, I think there's good evidence of it, too. The fact that there's quite a bit of empty spaces on Warren Street.
That's true.
Which weren't, you know, empty a couple summers ago because things have kind of gotten a little out of control.
Do you know people that have moved down to the LB building?
Yeah.
From the maker community.
Well, I know some people who had shops on Warren Street that are down there, and there's something really special about what they have going on down there. One of the vendors who did Farm and Flea that we did over the over Mother's Day weekend with the Basilica, Clever, and she's got a space in there, and you know, it's really fun. It seems
is that vintage India?
No, it's vintage, very kind of 80s girly.
This week I've followed the progress, because as Ellen knows, I'm there pretty much every day. Somebody has built out a space, and they're called Vintage India New York City, and they have really, you know, most of them just kind of put up a slight boundary, but they have built an inner store.
I know.
That's really
inside houses.
This one,
yeah, kind of without one of those.
This one's incredible. Yeah. It's vintage Indian clothing and other stuff.
Oh, I think I have seen
it. It's pretty cool.
It's at the end.
Oh, I haven't been down in a while. I need to go check it out. It kind of feels like summer camp in there. Like
it's amazing.
They have a really
just
good
this week,
camaraderie and energy.
In the part of L&B that I go into, at least three new ones have gone up in the past week or so.
Wow. It's a whole new neighborhood.
Yeah, it's like Hudson's Fringe, sort of a fringe event to Warren Street.
Right.
I sense that the real business takes place on weekends, because when I go in there, there's not too many people walking around, and some of them actually close their doors during the week, if they have doors. Some of them don't even have doors.
Just as they do on Warren Street.
Yeah, but that's okay, because I think you can either participate in the co-op aspect where, you know, you can buy something, go to the whoever's at the front gate. I don't see it from the front, so I don't really know who arranges that.
Right.
But it is a co-op kind of experience, because not every dealer is there all the time.
Right.
So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to tell who's in charge, you know.
There's that organization we interviewed, RADC, as I recall it. Remember?
Yeah.
I don't know if she was in charge. I think it's cooperative.
No, it's a real organization.
Yeah.
And they've, you know, they've done some advertising and put up signs and all kinds of things.
And they only had, I
pretty
think,
exciting.
20 back then, but it's got to be a lot more now. It's just growing and growing.
Right.
And the dealers who are there just keep bringing more and more stuff. It reminds me of when I first experienced Warren Street and thought, this is like a street of stuff. Now it's not so much stuff anymore. There's more food and other things. But I liked it when it was all stuff.
There's plenty of stuff around.
Yeah, but we're losing, you know, antique stores and junk stores
and
all that stuff. Stuff.
Well, the junk stores were fun.
They're the best.
What was the name of the one that was, I think, where our second show, along in that row? He was there for a long time, a man and wife.
Ooh, I don't know.
And they had the best junk.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they had, you could find little treasures or, you know, you had something, a teapot with a broken handle. You could find the handle in his shop.
Huh.
It was amazing.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
So do you have other projects ahead for the exchange?
Summer Market is the big one that's definitely occupying a lot of our brain power right now. We actually were going to be, similar to how we collaborated with the Basilica to do Farm and Flea, there's an arts organization that you guys probably know about, Bethel Woods, down in Liberty, New York. They're the home of the original Woodstock, and they've established a really great nonprofit art center down there, and they have big concerts and get huge names, like Lady Gaga was there last summer. And then they have a lot of, like, a Woodstock Museum, and they have this event called Harvest Festival, which is 5 Sundays in April and September. And it's similar, where they have sort of a craft part and food and farmers. And they have reached out to us to produce the part of the August 28th event. So their opening event is going to be sort of presented by Hudson River Exchange. So we've been working with makers and getting makers that we've been working with in the past. Plus, you know, kind of working with people who are pretty local to that area, which is a little bit outside of our regular footprint. So August 28th, we'll be down at Bethel Woods Harvest Festival. So that's the next.
So you're taking Hudson River Exchange on the road.
Taking the show on the road. Nice. Yeah, yeah, creating outposts. So, yeah.
That's great.
That's
so
exciting.
Once again, the summer exchange isn't this weekend, but next weekend.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's 2 days.
Yeah, Saturday the 25th and Sunday the 26th. We're there from 10 to 6 on Saturday and 11 to 4 on Sunday. And we also have live music going on there. So we'll have some acoustic people. There's going to be a string band. We have the ladies from Two Note, who played cello. They last summer they would play cello outside of Lick. It was really beautiful. Yeah. So they're going to be down there Sunday morning doing a very Sunday morning thing. So we'll have a big, nice weekend. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. It looks like the weather's gonna hold up, and it's going to be a really beautiful day. And we've got hay bales and picnic blankets. And
but you have tents, so. Even if there is some.
Yeah, if it rains, rain. if the event goes on rain or shine, and if it does rain, people can hang out under the tent, as well as having all the makers and collectors under there. But it's always extra special when you can sit by the river and feel the breeze and just kind of walk around and hang out and run into people. So.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. How's
the future financially look for your group, for your Hudson River Exchange? I mean, are you surviving? Are you struggling? Or?
Well, interestingly enough, we are surviving. We started out, it was a handful of us that got together and just wanted to have kind of an updated craft market in Hudson and have an outlet for our friends and talented people we knew to kind of congregate in one place, because that just didn't exist up here. And you know, it went really well, and, you know, the vendors came up afterwards and, like, when is your next show? When are you going to do this again? So we started out a little cart before the horse and have been trying to figure it out. And this past year, it's now myself and my business partner, Stella, who's been on here, and the two of us are doing it. And it's a lot of work, but we've started adding year-round programming, which is part of what the pop-up shop was, to try and, you know, kind of make a go of it. We've been doing some workshops that are geared towards makers who have their own business, because everybody we work with pretty much is just a single person who's trying to manage bookkeeping and making a beautiful e-commerce site and how to do social media. So we've created a series of workshops to help support them with some basic skills. And
does Etsy help you with that too, in terms of showing people how to develop Etsy sites and that kind of thing?
Etsy has a lot of sort of vendor support videos, kind of how-tos. We actually have sort of had sporadic partnership with Etsy, and so this is the first year that we're really going to be really working with them on an event, and we're like professional friends, but we haven't really worked together yet. So it's sort of a new chapter for us there. But
we should mention also that most of the vendors seem to now be able to take credit cards.
Yeah, it's.
Have you noticed that, Ellen?
I have.
You know, you just need this like little thing that you stick on your phone, and you can take credit cards.
I know.
I'm thinking of getting one. Why not, right? Just people can give me money when I see them.
Well, donations for the station.
Or donations, for the station, in quotation marks.
Yeah, we actually, I just wanted to take a moment to mention, too, we have a lot of really great sponsors. And so summer event would definitely not happen without sponsors. And we reached out to friends in the business community. And so Wrap Construction and Stair Galleries and Drop Forge and Tool, which is the artist residency around here, they're sponsoring the event. Hawkins, New York. We have a bunch of Square, actually, the makers of those little credit card swipers. They're one of our sponsors, William Farmer and Sons. So we have a Yankee Distillery. We have a bunch of people who are helping make this a thing. So.
And you have a relationship with the Basilica too, and two events now, right?
Yeah, we added our second. The Basilica has their event Farm and Flea, which originally was Thanksgiving weekend, and we collaborate with them on that. We produce the vendor portion, so we do the vendor outreach and help curate and do the layout. And this Mother's Day, we added our first spring Farm and Flea, which was like the sweetest event ever. And so many people brought their moms, and we had brunch by Bonfilio, and it was just like heart melting. I think even awesome. If I wasn't pregnant, it would have just touched my heart. But yeah, it was fun. So that's now, we now do two events with the Basilica every year. Well, thank you guys for having
me
on.
Kate, thanks for coming in. Hudson River Exchange, remember, next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, down
passing
at the river.
On the headphones.